I'm going to be please take us through.
Thank you very much, Chair. For the sake of time, I shall put the schedule as a whole. All the activities which were planned for the 26th of May 2022 to the 21st of June 2022 have been implemented. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any comment? None?
Chairperson, just a correction. On the action list, there is the issue of Women's Charter report back for Eastern Cape. We have decided not to have the events virtually. That is why Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal did not take place. I just want to make that correction because we decided not to have any of the events virtually, but insofar as possible to have it hybrid. That is why we have moved them to the next quarter. Just, I'm sorry for that because I think it's a question of reporting back. But otherwise, everything we did, as was reported by Albert Pindela, it did take place. Those ones were just postponed.
Albert Pindela, I'm sure this is also meant for information, not for all of us. But it's also meant for you. I'm sure that is noted, that the events in both the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal did not take place. So the report there in the form of the implementation schedule will have to be adjusted accordingly. Yes, Wagana.
Julian Ocha, Chair.
No, thank you very much. Item 6, consideration of the draft parliamentary program. Njadu.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, Honorable Chair, Chief Whip, Honorable Chief Whip, Chairpersons, Honorable Members of the Programming. Good morning, Honorable Chair. The second term, we are at the last day today, which is the 23rd of June, 2022, which is the last day of the second term. We are having programming now. And then it will be then followed by a plenary at 9:30 today, which will contain of the two reports, Select Committee of Finance, International Agreements on the Adjustment, and then we'll follow by the Adjustment Appropriations, Bill 8, and also the Appropriations Bill 7. That will be the program for today. And then the constituency period for the National Council of Provinces is starting on the 27th of June, 2022. And then it will until up to the 1st of August, 2022. That is in terms of today, which is the last day of the second term. Then Chairperson, on the third term, the duration of the third term will be 8 weeks. Starting from the 2nd of August, which will unfold in terms of committees for the 2nd of August. Then for the 3rd of August, Chairperson, we then will have a plenary, which will be in the afternoon, in committees in the morning, which will be questions to Cluster 3A, governance, cooperative governance and traditional affairs, public service and administration. Then on the 4th of August, we'll have a plenary at the afternoon committees in the, and then we'll have questions to Cluster 3B. Minister in the Presidency, Women, Youth and Persons with Disability. Then on the 5th of August, we will have a Women's Charter report back Western Cape Province. On the 9th of August, will be National Women's Day. Then the 10th of August, which will have a provincial WIPS forum, and then followed by a plenary in the afternoon to debate on the National Women's Day, gender equality today for a sustainable tomorrow. That is on the 10th of August. Then on the 11th of August, we'll have a programming committee. On the 12th of August, we'll have a women's parliament at 8 o'clock. And then chairperson on the week from the 16th, 17th, 18th, we'll have a committee's oversight. And then we'll also have on the 18th, a plenary, which will questions to the deputy president. Then on the 19th of August, will be PGIR meeting. Then on the 23rd, which is Tuesday, August, will be a plenary in the afternoon, questions to Cluster 1A, Police, Justice and Correctional Service. On the 24th of August, we'll have a plenary in the afternoon and committees in the morning, which will be questions to Cluster 1B, Defense and Military Veterans, Minister in the Presidency, State Security. Then on the, they will have, and then in the morning will be committees. On the 25th of August, will be caucus. And then in the afternoon, we'll have a plenary, questions to Cluster 1C, International Relations and Cooperation, and Home Affairs. On the 26th of August, we'll have a Women's Charter report back Eastern Cape. You will notice, Chairperson and members, that the report back on the Eastern Cape will reflect twice. The reason for that is that the Eastern Cape, in terms of the geographics of the Eastern Cape, that's why it will then reflect twice in the program. Then the 30th of August will be ministerial briefing session on fiscal leakages. On the 31st of August will be provincial whips, and then we'll have then committees. And then, Chairperson, on the 1st of September, we'll have a programming committee and a multi-women's caucus, multi-party women's caucus. In the afternoon, we'll have a plenary, a debate on the socioeconomic impact and the threat of the production and trade. That will be on the 1st of September. And then the 2nd of September, we will have the Women's Charter report back Eastern Cape, as I have said, in terms of the Eastern Cape. Then on the week, Chairperson, of the 6th, 7th, the 6th and 7th will be local government week. And the 8th of September will be caucus. And then we'll have a plenary in the afternoon to debate on local government week. And on the 9th of September, we'll have the PGIR workshop, and we'll have a Women's Charter report back Mpumalanga province. On the 13th of September, we'll have a ministerial briefing session on the scale impact, the destruction of public community facilities. And then the 14th of September will be a provincial WIPS forum. Then the 15th of September, we'll have a programming committee. They are followed by a caucus. In the afternoon, we will have a plenary. And then the debate on the restoration and modernization of rail infrastructure in South Africa. 16th September, Women's Charter report back Free State province. 20th of September is will that week will be a preliminary oversight visit taking parliament to the people, which will be in KwaZulu-Natal, which will be the 20th, 21st to the 22nd. It will be the preliminary oversight visit taking parliament to the people in KwaZulu-Natal. Then on the 23rd of September, will be the last day of the taking parliament to the people. And then the constituency period for the National Council of Provinces will start from the 26th of September to the 10th of August, which will be 2 weeks. Chairperson, that is the program for the third term. I think let me end there. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any comment? Looking at my screen here, doesn't indicate anything. Going, gone. So the draft parliamentary program is noted. And I'm sure in future meetings we'll follow up on some of the issues. Thank you very much. Report on Select Committee business and report of legislation before Select Committee.
Chairperson, yes. if you allow me, we propose that the program be adopted by the program committee.
We can do that every time. I mean, when we meet. I thought that the idea was that it's called the draft program, not necessarily because it's a draft, but that in an ongoing way, we keep on amending it as we move into the future. But I don't know if Nyadu wants to comment.
Chairperson, it's Nyambi.
Yes, Nyambi.
Greetings to your good self. I move that we adopt the report that would be guiding us moving forward.
Chair. Can't hear you. We can't hear you. Start afresh.
Thanks, Chair. I'm saying I move that we adopt the report as our guide moving forward, Chair, presented by Programming Whip Njandu.
I second.
Okay.
Yes, seconded.
Yeah, no, I won't raise my point, but what Jambi is saying reinforces what I was trying to communicate. Advocate, I'm sure, will be happy with that. So the mover is Nyambi.
I
the second is Lucas. So the program remains our guide. So when we note it, it doesn't mean that it's of lesser quality or anything. But we'll try to follow the suggestion as was made by Secretary of the NCOP. So the program is then adopted. Let's move on to the next item. Report on Select Committee business and report of legislation before Select Committee. Mr. Baer.
Thank you, Chairperson. For the purpose of this meeting, I think I'll stick with two comments. The one is on under paragraph A, items. Ooh, I'm afraid they've got the wrong document on display here. It should be the 23rd of June. This one is 26th May. But anyway, the point is that two bills that were returned by the President for reconsideration, Performance Protection Amendment Bill and Copyright Amendment Bill, were classified by the JTM as Section 76 bills that now appear on the NA order paper, and after that they will have to come to the NCLP for concurrence. And the other thing I wanted to say, Chairperson, is that since this committee last met, two new bills were introduced: National Youth Development Agency Amendment Bill, Bill 13 of 2022, and 2 days ago, the Independent Municipal Demarcation Authority Bill, Bill 14 of 2022. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any comment? Any comment on the bills? If there are no comments, let's note the report. Thank you very much. Let's move to item 8, report on Parliament's legislative program. Mr. Ben Onyambi.
Chairperson, that is what maybe I spoke just a bit too early. But what I can say is that in terms of the executive's legislative program that they have submitted to the Speaker on 16 May, there are a number of bills on there that that could feature within the next year or two, but it's too early to make an assessment because not many of the bills have arrived at Parliament yet. Thank you.
Now, thank you very much. Are there any comments on the report on parliamentary legislative program?
Chairperson?
Yes.
It's Honorable Labaskagni. I just want to say again, I raised it in the previous meeting. If we look at the list of bills, it's a lot of bills. And if we look at the time that's been left, I really would ask you as the chairperson to have a meeting with the presiding officers in the NA, and so that we can have an indication of how many of these bills at what time is coming to the NCOP, because the list of bills that's still in the NA and that can still stay there for I don't know how long, we're going to sit with a problem early next year or middle next year that a lot of these bills is going to be going to come to us like a wash machine. And in the previous parliament, in the fifth parliament, we sat with the same problem. So we will have to decide within the NCOP at one or other stage, what is the cut-off time for bills that we're going to receive that will make it justifiable for us and within a reasonable time to handle these bills so that we don't end up in court cases and things like that again. I'm just requesting that we have to look at that, because I can see if we look at the list of bills that's still busy in the NA, and there's, in spite of the cycle, these bills are staying in the NA for many weeks, for months, for yeah. So we will have, as the NCOP, I propose, make a decision at one or other stage and communicate that to the NA and say, if you spend a year and a half on a bill and send it to the NCOP, nobody can expect us to go through that bill within 4 or 5 or 6 weeks' time. If all committees, say, for instance, are going to sit for 3 or 4 or 5 bills at a time. Thank you.
Okay, no, thank you very much. Honorable Labuschagne raises an important point. An issue that has really been in our minds, all of us, over a long, long period of time. Well, the question of when will what bill come to the NCOP is very, very important, given the list, the long list, and the need for us to interact with the NA in an ongoing way. Advocate Pindela is critical. So there's no harm in pursuing the issue. All we can say at this point is to say matter is noted. Its importance is can be overemphasized, and that we should allow repeating the same kinds of mistakes that were committed in the past. Any other comment?
Chairperson, if I may, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to just make a brief comment. I mean, this is a recurring theme, and unfortunately, it has not improved in recent years. I've had a discussion with my counterpart in committees about it, and I think one of the issues that we have identified is that when a standing committee or a portfolio committee in a province schedules a meeting, there are a lot of moving parts, the provincial desks, mandates, delegates, a lot of things that have to be taken into account before such a meeting is scheduled. Personally, I don't think portfolio committees of the National Assembly have that same level of need for consideration. If they cannot move ahead with a bill, they can simply postpone a meeting. And I hope I don't oversimplify the issue. But that has, or that can have, a devastating effect on the progress of a bill through Parliament, and maybe that is something that one can bear in mind in the future. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sure the comments are noted. No, thank you very much. Let's then move on to the next item, if there's no other comment. And that next comment is closure. There being no other business, the meeting is declared closed. We'll meet at the sitting, a virtual sitting that's going to follow hereafter. Otherwise, thank you very much. The meeting is closed.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Recording stopped.
The Machero.